Hello, God. It's me again. 2 AM, room 304. Visiting hours are over.
Had a very large tumor in her sinuses, and we were diagnosed with Ewing sarcoma up at the University of Iowa. It broke the bone around one of her eyes.
I'm fighting back the tears as she fights for a life. Well, it must be kind of crowded on the streets of heaven. So tell me, what do you need her for? Don't you know one day she'll be your little girl forever? But right now, I need her so much more. She's much too young to be on her own. Barely just turned 7. So who will hold her hand when she crosses the streets of heaven?
The tumor was so big that it had also eroded the bone between her brain and her sinuses. So that was a very big concern for us, was had it gone into her brain yet. She had surgery to remove the tumor back in February. She's just finished her 10th cycle of chemotherapy. She'll have 14 cycles, so she's only got 4 left to go. And she's had 6 weeks of radiation already completed.
Well, before I started the chemotherapy, everybody was telling me that there would be really bad side effects to it, like I could throw up or I'd get really sick and nauseated. But when I started, I didn't get any side effects at all, and I just feel more tired.
Don't you know one day she'll be your little girl forever?
I have different cycles of chemo. I got the every 2 weeks per cycle. So I have a 3-day chemo, and then 2 weeks later I have a 6-day chemo. And with the 3-day chemo, I get medicine that gives me jaw pain.
Lord, don't you know she's my angel? You got plenty of your own. And I know you hold a place for her, but she's already got a home. Well, I don't know if you're listening, but praying's all that's left to do. So I ask you, Lord, have mercy. You lost a son once too. And it must be kind of crowded on the streets of heaven. So tell me, what do you need her for? Don't you know one day she'll be your little girl?
I would say that it's great, because I know a lot of people have trouble paying for all the bills out there, and it'd be really nice if they could have the donation.
I've already said she's my hero, but I guess that's what I would say.
So if you take her with you today, will you make sure she looks both ways? And would you hold her?